there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. He is regarded as uniting people and building communities. Rabbi David Weitman has been serving Sao Paulo's Jewish community in many initiatives since moving from Belgium to Brazil in 1979, and tells us about one of them being the Tenyad, which is a center established to feed the poor.
Well, when we came to Brazil, we started to see there's a big discrepancy between poor and rich. We found many Jewish people very poor. In 1992, we wanted to give to the town of São Paulo and create a soup kitchen. But we decided to make a soup kitchen organized, really, meals every day. People can come with social workers. And that's why we created the Tenyad. And the soup kitchen works. It works every day of the year. There's not one day it closes. There are meals on wheels that you bring home for people that are disabled. 330 volunteers work there, and 100 workers, and it's a very big operation.
A recent survey shows that a majority of Israelis feel that it is time for Jews in the diaspora to come home. The report finds that almost 82% of those surveyed believe that today Israel is the safest place in the world for Jews and that they should make aliyah to Israel. Israelis are yet to conclude on how diaspora Jewry are yet to respond to the new Netanyahu government. However, the chairperson of the Center for Jewish Impact, Robert Singer, said that the findings offer a valuable perspective on the complex dynamics between Israel and the diaspora, and underlines the importance of strengthening this relationship, noting that the rise of global anti-Semitism has only increased the belief that Israel is the safest place for Jews, and therefore Israel should facilitate aliyah and not hinder it by amending the law of return. Based in Drancy, France, Iman Hassan Chalgoumi is calling on Arabs and Muslims to embrace Israel. He has served as president of the Conference of Imams in France for almost 20 years, during which time he developed close ties with the Jewish community. Known as an Iman of Peace, his priority is to bring people closer together to fight anti-Semitism, Islamism, and in particular political Islam. Noting the success of the Abraham Accords, he says that people are changing in their attitudes towards Israel, which reflects free spirits and an ability to see the truth. Iman Chalgoumi has also sent out a clear message saying that there is a need to find all necessary ways to get rid of extreme preachings which have nothing to do with the general teachings of Islam. Regarding the Palestinian question, he pointed out that while there are differences between neighbors, this is solved through dialogue and not through hate, terrorism, or people who do not believe in respect for human life. A genealogy website called MyHeritage has recently posted 1.7 million Israeli immigration records outlining ship and plane passenger lists in the Israel State Archives. The records contain arrivals to the country for about 60 years, starting in 1919. MyHeritage is defining these records as Israel's version of the Ellis Island database. Gary Regev, the president of the Israel Genealogy Research Association, says that the amount of information now available for free is huge, adding that the records are not just for experts, but also for anyone interested in searching for details about their relatives' immigration by name or other details. At present, Israeli data is comprehensive but not complete owing to missing immigration lists from the archives, with some in poor condition affecting scan quality. However, genealogists are encouraging the public not to give up soon, as names may have changed and spellings could vary. And this year, the Genesis Prize Foundation has decided to honor a group of Jewish activists in Ukraine instead of its traditional awarding only to an individual Jewish person. The group said in a statement that it has decided on this collective award for Jewish activists and NGOs inspired by the brave citizens of Ukraine and their courageous President Volodymyr Zelensky, who chose to act on their Jewish values by standing up for freedom, human dignity, and justice. It added it is also not awarding the traditional $1 million prize that recipients have donated to charity, and instead says it plans to continue making grants to NGOs to alleviate the suffering in Ukraine since the beginning of the war. According to foundation officials, the group will now decide where to donate next month, which will mark the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.